95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Bye, Stu.
Bye, Stu.
See you later. Okay, good.
We had such a good time and you're in here. Yeah, we had fun. No.
Yeah, drink it. Drink.
No.
It looks lovely.
Why would I?
I don't know. But if it's been in here for a few days, it needs to be glued, super glued to something, I think. Because it's been in here for a few days.
Well, we'll let whoever Greg. Does that know.
Yeah, Greg. That's yeah. going to be the one to, I
we'll
guess.
Let him know. That's that looks guess. Nasty. This studio's nasty.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
With our help.
It was nice. Not anymore.
I think the first thing that I brought in was the safety cone.
Oh, yeah. But you stole from a church a safety cone.
Listen, you don't need to bring up that part of the story. That's not important.
Accidentally took.
Let's talk about today's show.
Okay.
Shall we?
Sure. Look at the lovely day, by the way.
I know you love it. That's why you're in a good mood.
I felt it coming on yesterday, this cloudy
weather. You sort of did.
I did. Yeah.
So you had a wardrobe malfunction in the 5 o'clock hour.
I sure did.
Nope, not you.
Oh, good.
Everybody else.
I see.
Katy Perry was singing on American Idol and ripped her pants all the way sort of up the butt. And somebody came out with tape and they said, what do you need? And she said, tape my butt, which is hilarious. You never think you're going to hear that.
Yeah, you need that that recording forevermore. Tape my butt.
Yes. Concerts that you're upset you never saw or bands that you never got a chance to see.
I got a weird one. I have a big one I never saw. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, considering our history at other radio stations.
I mean, considering we worked at radio stations, that was one of the most amazing perks. To me, the best perk.
Yeah, it's part of the job, too. You have to go to every show.
Right,
and then, I would always sneak off the ones I actually wanted to see after I got my work done and just watch, you know?
Yeah, it's exactly. People Are Dumb at 350 and 550.
Yeah.
Positive Story out of Ukraine.
Nice.
And Jimmy Kimmel on Donald Trump last night.
Oh, I haven't heard about
it. It's hilarious, and I don't understand it. And I'm in a place where I'm so happy I don't have to worry what the orange one says.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter now?
Yeah. It's like having a crazy boss who gets fired.
Exactly.
Whew, man, I'm glad he's gone.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Eddie Vedder, sans Pearl Jam there. That is his new thing, Brother the Cloud.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And if you're a fan of Eddie, he's got some reissues on vinyl coming out on May 6th. He's going to be reissuing Ukulele. Lely songs on vinyl for the first time since 2011. Yeah, and of course Matt Pinfield has tons of new music on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
Every Sunday night.
Yep, got Simon Le Bon joining him. He was going to join him last Sunday, but decided to do a lot of Taylor Hawkins stuff, which of course makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So Simon Le Bon rescheduled for this Sunday night at 8 o'clock with Matt Pinfield.
Somebody that we don't need to pay much attention to anymore is providing some great entertainment.
Oh yeah,
and that is Donald Trump.
Who? You remember the name.
Jimmy Kimmel last night had a highlight of an interview with him on a show I've never heard of. And Jimmy makes reference to it that it might not even exist.
Okay.
And this is the claim that Donald Trump is making.
Kim Jong-un's old pal Donald is busy talking to anyone who might sit there and nod in agreement. He did an interview with something called Real America's Voice, which might not even be a real thing, but he was there to ask two sycophants the same question over and over and over again.
Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Bidens, both of them, $3.5 million? Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Biden family $3.5 million? Why is it that the mayor of Moscow's wife gave the Biden family $3.5 million?
And one other question, as a little off topic, why is it that the mayor of Moscow's wife... The story about this $3.5 million, there's no evidence to back it up. Not only that, remember back in 2016 when Trump asked Russia to find Hillary Clinton's emails? And when he tried to extort the president of Ukraine to manufacture information about Hunter Biden? Well, for that one, he got impeached. But now he's asking Vladimir Putin to release dirt on the Bidens in the middle of a war. He wants our enemy to dig up damaging information about our president while he is attacking Ukraine. And he doesn't see anything wrong with this. The whole free world is trying to stop Putin. Trump's like, hey, you got anything on the president's crackhead son I could use? I really appreciate it. Meanwhile, his own son's in the basement making videos that look like the last 20 minutes of Goodfellas. And on top of that, the New York State Attorney General's office says they've uncovered significant evidence that for more than a decade, the Trump Organization overvalued real estate assets and made misleading financial statements. For example, the Trump Organization valued some apartments they owned at $49 million when they were
worth $750 million.
Sorry.
I wanted you to stop so you could guess.
Oh, okay.
$49 million.
$49 million was the estimate that they were supposedly worth, and I didn't really hear what he said. So
when they were actually only worth $750,000.
Is that right?
Yes.
Get out of here. $49 million v.
$750,000? $750,000. And these are accountants. These are people who work with numbers for a living.
That's not an error you accidentally make.
Wait until you hear what's acceptable to his accountants.
When questioned about this valuation, the CFO of Trump Org, Alan Weisselberg, admitted that the apartment's value had been overstated by give or take $200
million. Give or take.
Give or take $200
million.
Really?
Wow. Can I do that on my taxes then and get away with it?
That seems sizable.
That seems fairly sizable.
What's a little bit of difference. Yeah, what's a normal amount?
$80,000 at the most?
Maybe like 3% plus or minus, like something like
Not
that.
Even
that,
yeah.
Give or take $200 million. That is insane to me.
Wow, that is amazing. That's a spin out in as we're watching.
I know, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
We try to find a positive story about Ukraine every day because it's that's such a negative situation.
Yeah, and yesterday it's going to be hard for you to beat because I love that guy. A veterinarian who is crossing the Ukraine border and finding pets that have gone astray through all the chaos and bringing them home. How many cats and dogs?
I think he was up to 350 the last time I checked. He went over the border four times.
Yeah. So that's hard to beat.
You can find that on our Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo. If you're a huge animal rights activist and you'd like to help, you could donate.
Yes.
We left you the link on there.
It's a little hard to find, but it's in there somewhere.
In 2019, a high school student.
Okay.
Just imagine you as a high school student.
In 2019. Yeah. No,
it doesn't matter. Just you're a high school student.
Yeah. I was there occasionally.
Avi Schiffman. He developed nCoV219.live.
I don't know what that means.
It was one of the first and largest websites used to track the spread of the coronavirus around the world.
Oh, wow. So dude's in high school and he comes up with a way of tracking this damn killer. Wow.
Maybe the best way of tracking it.
Wow.
A high schooler. Come on.
I used to take people in my car to party at night.
That's crazy.
That was pretty cool.
Wow, this that's year, awesome. On February 27th, it won't surprise you that Shipman now is a Harvard student.
Oh, nice. And he's out of Ukraine?
No. He's not out of Ukraine.
Okay.
He's the guy who developed an app to track COVID.
But he's not from Ukraine?
No.
Okay.
Stop saying that.
Is he from Ukraine?
He's not. Okay. He is a Harvard student, but he had another idea. He decided to build another site that would help Ukrainian refugees find hosts in neighboring countries throughout Europe and all over the world.
Come on, that's awesome.
So he used that intelligence to create something called Ukraine Take Shelter. He and his 18-year-old computer coder launched Ukraine Take Shelter. It's an independent platform in 12 languages that allows Ukrainians to find hosts offering spare rooms, childcare support, disability support, and legal assistance.
And this is like, I mean, they say, I read somewhere today, 4 million people have already fled Ukraine. 4 million people. And how many of them need a place?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So to be able to go online and find a place where they say, we have a room, and it has two beds in it, and we can provide this and that. And to have some place to go rather than just walking aimlessly out of the country.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing.
What a great dude, man.
He said it's really cool to develop something like this all the way from home and actually have it help people across the entire world.
Look at these people, Kevin. Look at us.
Look at us, first of all. Fart jokes. And then look at them.
Yeah.
The website currently has over 4,000 listings in countries like Germany, Poland, Iceland, Australia, even.
Nice.
Within the first week of the launch, dozens of refugees were able to find shelter. And he's just so happy that he lives in a safe environment. And he's given back. He's changing the world from his home.
And it's horrible as what is going on. So many amazing and good things coming out of it that will continue to help people in different and new ways.
That's so congratulations to Avi Schiffman, who normally is a, let's be honest, he's a douche. I mean, the kind of guy that's in high school and can build a website to track COVID. He looks down on you and me.
He should.
Right. Then he goes to Harvard and decides he's just going to change the world with Ukraine Take Shelter. So good on him for doing that. And good on us. Bad on us for being us. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Listen, we try and hit 350.
Hard to do, man.
We do the best we can. We try to get close to 350 and 550 for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Now, my thought is that you're going to love this guy.
Yeah.
You're going to love this
guy. Nice.
He's an idiot. And yet you're going to love it.
New video tonight of a marijuana suspect lighting up a joint right in front of the judge.
Right out of Cheech and Chong notebook.
So
damn.
So he's answering for a possession charge.
He's like, dude, take a toke, judge.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a joint and lights it with a match. Like, he has to strike it a couple times.
Which is always legal. That's never a problem. They love fire.
This story first went viral yesterday. And as News Channel 5's Nick Barris tells us, we now know the suspect planned the stunt to promote the legalization of pot.
Oh, wow. That's, I'm sure the judge must have loved that.
And by the way, that's not how it gets legalized. That's my point.
Legalize it.
That's why he's an idiot, because the judge can't go legal.
You know what? You know, that's legal. You're right. We should.
Let me set the stage for you. There was a suspect on a simple marijuana possession charge to go before a judge here in General Sessions Court. That courtroom was packed.
Wait, he's a packed bull, man.
Have you ever been in front of a judge?
Yes.
Is it the scariest thing ever?
Yes.
Do you feel like he's going to find everything that you've ever done? I was so nervous when I was in front of the judge.
Yeah, right?
My former partner got a jaywalking ticket, which is the lamest of all tickets.
Super lame.
In Westwood, by the way.
Yeah.
So we went to court, and I was his lawyer, and we were going to...
What?
Yes, and we claimed that he was unmentally fit to stand trial.
Oh, how'd that go over with the judge?
It sounded hilarious.
It does, but...
Until you're in front of the judge.
And who's pissed off anyway?
Yes, and it's... We're just...
He hates life.
Two idiots that are making his day longer.
Same old song and dance by Aerosmith. Basically, you get hung at the end of it because of the judge.
Yes.
And his constipation.
And he threatened to throw us both in jail.
Whoa!
And I shut my mouth immediately. This guy took out a joint and lit up!
Something happened. No one... expected. Look closely here. Video from the Wilson County General Sessions Court shows 20-year-old Spencer Boston.
He's 20. Where are they? I don't know where they are.
I don't know.
Illegal still. What a bummer.
Yeah, that's stupid.
What are you living in that state for? Get the hell out.
At the podium, talking with Judge Haywood Berry, they are discussing Boston's sentence for a simple possessions charge of marijuana. And then Boston reaches into his pocket, pulls out a joint, lights it, and start smoking right there in the courtroom.
In 20 years of law enforcement experience that I've been through, this is the first time I've ever seen something like this.
You know, whenever you've pissed off the cop that's been doing it for 40 years.
Listen,
or whatever.
I've been in court for 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Always start with that exhausted sigh. Like, yep. I just
they're so tired.
Can't
that guy's so tired.
Do this anymore.
Yep. It's very bizarre.
Court officers immediately converge on him, and Boston, then being led away, facing the packed crowd, says something along the lines of, "We deserve better," referring to the legalization of marijuana. Deputies there say his actions showed no respect for the rules of the court.
What?
And now Boston has landed in more trouble.
Yeah.
For pulling out that joint and smoking it in the courtroom, Boston was given 10 days for contempt of court. And yes, he has a second simple possession charge.
I'd like to applaud our idiot of the day.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but...
People are dumb, but that's a good cause.
Well done. Right.
People are dumb when you're a dumb-dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I was listening to the Adam Carolla podcast, and Gene Simmons came on.
Oh, okay.
And Adam started talking about their documentary about Kiss.
Right.
And this is how it went.
Who is less appreciative of the opportunity known as Kiss?
It's not fair to point a finger because everybody's got their own dynamics with life and living experiences. But anybody.
let me say something bad. Dive right into this.
Who is lucky enough on the face of the planet of 7.5 billion people to have more money than you could ever spend in your life, have more chicks run after you that you don't deserve because you're not that good looking. I'm talking about myself. That you wouldn't see the how blessed you are is delusional. It's criminal. because there are so many millions of people who would kiss the ground you walk on just to be given the chance.
I mean, that makes sense.
No, fact. Yeah, all right. That's not where I was thinking he was going to go. That's awesome.
Go on the Heineken 00 hotline to Gene Simmons.
Oh, we got his guest, Adam. Hey.
Hey, Gene.
You know, Adam Carolla paid me $175 to be on his show.
Did he?
Play that. So now... So you owe me $250.
Yeah, that's we'll Venmo that.
I'll give Adam 5%.
Sure.
I should get it from the cash cow. We'll beat it out of the cash cow.
What are your thoughts about the people that have been in KISS that didn't want to be in the documentary?
Really spill it.
Why wouldn't you want to be in the documentary?
Oh, I'm sure they would want to. They don't deserve to be.
I mean,
they're not accountable. They're not reliable.
Okay.
They're not good rock stars.
Right.
They have very little meat in their underwear.
You're talking about the rest of the members of KISS.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Well, specifically, I mean, I hate to name names, but Peter Criss, Ace Frehley, they're very small in the package.
Why does that matter, Gene?
Oh, Kevin, I understand that you have to, with Me Too and Time's Up and political correctness, you have to play these games like, oh, sure. The size of your member doesn't matter much. It's the size of the character. It's the size of your heart.
Right. No, but my point is...
It's for you to say, because we all know about the Tarzana anaconda. that you've kept in your pants.
Also known as Thicky.
In your pants. That's right. And of course, my Hebrew hammer that I keep, that I've actually named him. He's my member... actually took on my birth name, because you know me as Gene Simmons, but my birth name is
Why does the size of the unit matter to the documentary film of Ace Frehley and Peter Criss? Yes.
Because, Kevin.
Yes.
We go from town to town performing, and every night we get up on stage. And we perform as KISS. And we're putting our name on it. We're signing on the dotted line saying, you're paying your money to come see KISS.
Gene, I'm sorry to interrupt, but are there birds behind you?
Yeah, you got a bird in a cage or a creature?
What's happening?
I'm at my palatial estate. I'm at my palatial estate in the Hollywood Hills. And it's not a bakery.
Swing your hand away and get them to go someplace else?
No, but I can force a woman to do it, which would be a better choice.
Nope.
Bitch. Yeah. Bitch, come here.
No.
Bitch, take care of these random birds. Yes.
Okay.
I was actually talking to a dog, so don't worry.
Okay, good.
With a female dog.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Every single night we go from town to town performing, putting our name on our performance and the quality of it. Also, we go backstage and we gather up a bunch of desperate bitches and we put our name
female
on.
Female dogs, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Our romantic performance has to be up to a certain standard.
I see.
Because people will talk to them. You understand? They'll go from town to town talking about their romantic experiences with members of KISS. And we have to make sure that they are walking funny and perhaps have internal injuries from dominance.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe you're on a bed now. Those are springs we're hearing, because that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I'm actually having a three-way with Bob Dylan and Mark Knopfler.
Forgot his name for a minute. That's weird. Thanks for calling, Gene. Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a cop. I mean, I never got a chance to do this for Nirvana. Cheer and clap and be there in person.
I don't remember seeing Nirvana.
You don't know if you saw Nirvana?
I don't know.
I mean, considering where he came from, it's a crazy thing. I mean, I had a couple of chances to go to a couple Nirvana shows. I was like literally the first person.
I think I did, but that was before they were...
Right. Right.
Never mind.
I was on both sides of that.
Yeah.
Could have, and was like, I'll see it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Never saw Nirvana play live.
That's the question, is who do you have to see live at least once in your life? And... who did you miss?
Yeah, who did you miss?
That you really are bummed out about.
Because you're not going to see him again. It's not going to happen.
And I've written out a couple of them.
Yeah.
One is The Grateful Dead. I was told I had to see The Grateful Dead at least once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any interest.
Get around to it.
My ex at the time was going to meet me there.
Right. You're going to drop some acid.
Because there was a Lakers playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to go to the Lakers playoff game, and then I'll meet you there.
Uh-huh.
And the Lakers playoff game went into overtime.
Right.
And she ran into Jed the Fish and got a ride back, and I never saw Grateful Dead, which I'm not really upset about.
Wow, climbing in a car with Jed the Fish after a Grateful Dead show. That seems like a safe plan.
I'll tell you one that I did see that I wasn't all that interested in was Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
He's just, you know, he's one of those guys where they say, even if you don't like Bruce Springsteen, you have to see the boss show once.
Yeah, and?
And I did, and I loved it.
Really?
And I didn't know 95% of the song. He wasn't playing the radio hits.
Right.
He was playing everything else. And he's got such a huge catalog. And he was so great in concert.
Yeah.
That I'm happy I saw him once.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
U2 is another one.
You've seen U2?
I've seen U2 a lot.
Okay.
U2 is great.
You saw them on a tiny little stage with, like, what? How many other people from the station were there? I was there for that one. That was bananas.
Insane.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get, like, small little places that we got to see. But if you haven't seen U2 in a big venue, that's somebody you should see.
Right.
Elton John. That's somebody you should see.
Right.
I've seen Elton John, yes. Mm. But you should see him once. Even if you don't love Elton John, like, he's a great entertainer.
He knows how to put on a massive show, that's for sure.
And I'll give you another one that I saw that you'll be surprised about, Slugo, when I was in Vegas one time.
Yeah.
And I had drunk all the alcohol that there was and gambled as much as I could.
Right.
I saw Frank Sinatra.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. How was old Blue Eyes in concert?
Not great.
Really?
He's a great singer, but he couldn't keep track of the songs were.
I mean, this was like show number 7 bazillion, and it's just a regular night. And
so his son was there, and his son was keeping track, and he would go, "Where are we? Where are we, Junior?" And then he'd tell him the name of the song, and then he'd go into that one.
All right, I'm going to sing this one now.
Right.
Wow.
But when he started singing, it was magical, of course.
Sure.
So what act do you wish you saw but never did?
You never got a chance to see him. I do know a terrible story about Nirvana, too. Someone we knew at the other station could have been in the Smells Like Teen Spirit video.
Yes.
He was going to go and be in the video.
Mm-hmm.
But then he decided he needed to work that day instead.
Yes, that guy's
called
an
him
idiot.
Turns out that video was a little bigger than he thought it might end up being.
Yeah, but who knew at the time?
No, of course not.
Who knew it was going to change musical history?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so concerts that you wish you had seen.
Bands you never got a chance to see play live.
Maybe you love them now, but you just never got the chance.
Sure.
Before to see them.
I never got a chance to see the Beatles a little early.
And then perhaps they stopped touring, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about bands or artists that you really wish you had seen live.
Never got a chance to for whatever reason.
Actually, I had borrowed a tape, a Stevie Ray Vaughan tape, and he died that week.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I would have loved to have seen Stevie Ray, but I also got to see Frank Zappa 3 times UCLA.
Nice.
No kidding. Wow.
That is awesome.
Hey, let's change this to the one that you're sorry you missed and the best one you've seen.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I have to say Black Sabbath reunion.
That was right. Right, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I had tickets to Tom Petty at the Hollywood Bowl, the last show he did. And I couldn't go that night.
Wow, you're a loser.
I know, and I love Tom Petty, but I didn't get to go to
sorry,
that particular
KLOS,
show.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, yes.
Hey, the band that I wish I would have seen that is no longer with us is Thin Lizzy.
Oh, Thin Lizzy. Yeah.
What's your favorite concert?
The best one you ever went to.
The best one I ever went to was probably an Iron Maiden show.
Iron Maiden.
Nice. All right. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
One band I wanted to see and missed was Tom Petty. Eric Clapton was playing that same time. And I figured Eric Clapton's going to go first. I got to see him, and I'll catch Petty. And I missed it. I missed Petty, and I really regret it.
Well, you and I are in the same boat.
I have met Joe Bonamassa. I mean, you kind of you put yourself out there,
sure.
You believe, and it happens.
I flash him, and it works every time.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are good. Thanks.
Tarzana,
Anaconda?
Yeah, there you go.
Concerts that you're upset you never saw.
Well, one just got wiped out just the other day.
You never saw Foo Fighters?
No, I had tickets waiting, one from you. I was looking forward to the August show.
Yeah.
And I've seen bits and pieces of the Foo Fighters performing with Mark and Brian Christmas shows.
It's a great, great show, as you know. It's just going to be sad when they come back.
It's going to be really hard. I wonder, I mean, he's got to be not even probably thinking along those lines yet, Dave. I can't
see how he can function either.
Right. Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Concerts that you're upset you missed. We're talking about bands or artists that you regret not seeing live at least once.
Prince.
that Tammy was at the Forum, and my friend had tickets to every single show, and I was I'll get around to him, man. He's going to be around forever.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh God, 20 times in a row.
I think that's the lesson here is when you have a chance to see one of these really amazing acts, do it, because
they're not necessarily going to be here forever.
No, and it's more and more is the case that people saying that.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
it.
By the way, he was great. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Bands that you wish you saw live.
Oasis.
Yeah, those brothers are probably never going to get on stage together again. They love to fight.
My God.
Brothers always know how to fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, was this a two-part question of the other being, what band must you now see?
Yeah, sure.
There is no other better band you must see now, and that is Rage Against the Machine.
Agreed.
Get there. You will not be disappointed.
That is a fact.
The greatest live band of all time.
That's a fact.
My number one favorite show of all time was Rage Against the Machine at the Grand Olympic Auditorium.
Damn.
That was so good.
Right.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin.
Yes.
I did see the Beatles at Dodger Stadium in 66.
Wow, nice.
No kidding. Wow.
No, the worst concert of my life. 35,000 screaming teenage.
You couldn't hear anything.
A thing they played.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I saw Hendrix at the Long Beach. I saw Janis at the Cow Palace.
No kidding.
San Francisco. Yeah, nice. Damn.
No, I've seen them all. I'm an old guy. But the one I do regret.
Yeah.
I never saw Prince.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
What? Is this in the news?
He was a performer. That guy lit up the stage.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
he's one of those people who you talk about, look, you don't have to like his music.
Right.
He puts on amazing shows.
Yes. That's a fact.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was the whole package. He was a performer.
Yep, he was.
Right on, man. Thank you very much for calling. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Neil Peart just passed away, and Rush is a band that I've heard amazing things about, and I just never was able to see them.
Yeah, that was.
That's true.
Yep.
And it's not the same seeing it without him.
No, it's really not going to work.
I agree with Kevin because, I think U2 is an amazing show as well.
They are.
That's
live, they are crazy good.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. I was a struggling ass student in Phoenix and bought a ticket, and then he died in that helicopter wreck. And the biggest regret I ever have was cashing that ticket back in and not holding on to it.
Oh, man.
Wow, yeah. Wow, right. But that makes sense. I mean, you know, you thought at the time, and now you're like, could have gotten a lot more money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I needed that $50 or $80, whatever it was, back in the day.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It's got to be Queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Queen.
Yeah, I never saw Queen.
I saw Queen at one of those Live Aids or whatever.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it is.
It's one of those bands that you absolutely have to see.
And Freddie Live must have been incredible. Just must have owned that stage, right?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Right on. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Ashley. Are you still talking about bands you wish you would have seen?
Yes, besides Foo Fighters, and Taylor, if you missed it.
Okay. I know. Rest in peace, Taylor.
Yes.
AC/DC. I had tickets to see AC/DC in 1984 when they were playing at the Pacific Amphitheater, and they canceled that show because of the Night Stalker not being found yet.
Right.
And so we had to sell our tickets back to them, and I never did see them. And so
when they come around, though, you gonna do it? You still gonna go when you get a chance?
I'll try. I missed their concert back about almost 6 years ago in September. I didn't get a chance to go to that, and my sister, who's not an AC/DC fan, she went. And I'm like, oh,
of course.
Damn it, sis.
That's the worst.
Right?
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks.
It is on my bucket list.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I wanted to answer the bands, the myth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Celine Dion, man, hands down.
Okay, sir. Hey, how dare you, sir?
Oingo Boingo, seriously. You guys rock on.
Oingo Boingo. Danny, do some more Oingo. Come on.
That'll work.
All right, man. Later.
Thanks for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You watch American Idol?
Hell no.
I don't either.
Absolutely not.
Katy Perry is one of the judges, and she was singing the perfect song for a wardrobe malfunction.
Okay, what's that?
On American Idol, on Monday's episode.
Wait, let me guess. So if it was a perfect song for a wardrobe malfunction, it was Queen's Flash.
Well, no, she's singing one of her songs.
I see.
Yes.
Well, I thought it was
she's
a perfect...
Katy Perry. She performed an impromptu version of her hit song, Teenage Dream.
Uh-huh.
And when she bent down to do a dance move, she split her pants.
Ooh, I know that story.
Do you?
Especially live on television.
While the audience stared in shock.
Right. Ta-da!
Katy Perry asked, can I get some tape? Which I find funny.
Yeah,
crew tape. Members patched the area with yellow duct tape.
The area.
They walked out. They had yellow duct tape. Uh-huh. And she said, into the microphone, tape my butt.
That's awesome. That rules.
Which I love.
Yes.
So they taped her butt.
Uh-huh.
She apologized and resumed her seat at the table.
Her seat at the table.
Yes. So wardrobe malfunctions. And maybe you're not in front of thousands of people.
Millions of people. Yeah.
Maybe you're at a party.
Right.
So things happen. Things happen to people where they have wardrobe malfunctions.
Or someone pantsed you, maybe.
Sure. Sure. That's happened.
But yeah, when it really just falls off or rips or whatever. I mean, I've gone through the day and suddenly realized some pants I was wearing. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Everybody, if they were looking carefully, which of course they weren't.
Right. They never are.
Why
would
they? Yeah. But they would have been quite amazed, really. Yeah. Just, wow. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Look at that.
Right.
Woo! They missed out, I guess. How about you? Have you had a...
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of little things.
Mm-hmm. You were a teacher for a minute. Did you ever have a wardrobe?
Teacher. No. No.
You were one of the substitute teachers
didn't care if the kids
partied and threw things.
I was a substitute teacher for like 2 months.
But nothing ever...
No, I don't think so. I never really wear clothes other than shorts and shirts.
That's true.
So I kind of got that down.
Yeah. Not to worry.
I have, you know, things have happened, of course. You get pantsed every once in a while.
Sure.
But...
especially in this business.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of a must.
So you had a wardrobe malfunction. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. A wardrobe malfunction.
Maybe at a wedding, maybe at a funeral.
Oh, wedding. I didn't even think of that. Of course, everybody's dressed up at a wedding.
A funeral.
Can you imagine? Hey, can you put that boob away? I'm really trying to be sad here. But my erection is arguing with my crying. 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, your boob is hanging out, Kevin.
Yep.
You want to put your boob away?
Nope.
Yeah.
It's on purpose.
KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
You're talking about wardrobe malfunctions. You had one where?
At a doggone funeral, my best friend's funeral. The zipper was undone.
Your zipper was undone.
At your best friend's
zipper was undone.
Did you give a eulogy? Did you stand up in front of everyone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Excellent. How long until somebody told you?
Nobody told me.
The whole time?
Nobody told me. I found it myself after I sat down.
Oh,
hilarious.
Oh, man.
Did anyone notice and say anything about it afterwards?
I don't know. Nobody said nothing to me. Hopefully nobody knows.
Yeah, well, maybe you got away with it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. Your best friend, would he have laughed?
Oh, he would have for sure.
Yeah, of course. Well, there you go. That's good. So you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for
calling. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm a plumber, and one time my shirt got stuck on the cable and ripped it off of me.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
Were there any ladies present to cheer you on?
No, unfortunately. Just an old man's house.
Oh, that's too bad.
Pretty nice, sonny.
I like what you got there.
Yeah. Did you have to go the rest of the day without a shirt?
Well, you know, until I was able to drive back to my office and grab a new one.
And go walking in going, hi, everybody. I don't have a shirt. Don't worry about that.
Check me out.
Lots of weird looks driving back in a work truck with no shirt.
Of course.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You had a wardrobe malfunction. Started the hour talking about Katy Perry on American Idol. Was performing Teenage Dream when she bent down to dance and ripped her pants. And somebody came out with yellow duct tape and taped her butt, as she
actually said,
it.
Tape my butt, right?
Yep. So we're talking about, you had a wardrobe malfunction?
So I was going to visit my girlfriend years ago in the Bay Area. And I was leaving her house to take the BART back to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And on the BART, I ripped my pants on the edge of the seat.
Excellent.
And since we were, you know, doing stuff,
I didn't have any underpants on.
Excellent.
Ta-da! Hey, Bart! Bay Area Rapid Transit, check this out!
Yeah. We got an eyeful. But then I had to shuffle through my luggage and try and find something that... Luckily, I found a sweatshirt to wrap around myself.
Well, you know,
so
yeah.
The airport screeners were like, oh, what happened to you?
I love it. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Wardrobe malfunction. When I was in college, I was on the distance team for the track and field team. And I had my short shorts on, rounding the corner, and everything came out on a repeat. And my coach goes, what the heck happened? And I'd be like, I just flashed about half of the team.
It wasn't an actual meet, though? There weren't, like, people in the stands?
No, this was just at one of our practices. We were doing 200-meter repeats, and, yeah, just took the corner too hard, I guess.
I think you did it on purpose. Something tells me you did it on purpose.
I do, too.
I don't know why.
We're rooting against you.
Yeah. We're rooting for you. I think it's funny.
Yes.
Good for you. Flashing the team.
I found my wife on that team, so.
Yeah! It worked!
There you go. Well done,
See,
sir.
See, it can work.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I had one from when I was a senior in high school that will make you fish.
Okay, I didn't hear that. It cut out, but I'm probably fine.
To fish problem.
Go ahead.
I was a high school wrestler, and I had a key to the gym, and I ate that day. Forgot that the school was in session, so I needed to lose weight, cut weight, stripped down, put a towel around, walked out of the wrestling room.
Mm-hmm.
And time it was, Santa Ana wind. All of a sudden, the wind blows it away, the bell rings, and every student walks out of class.
Oh,
and
that's straight out of Freaks and Geeks, man.
I don't believe you. There was no wind. Come on, man. There was no wind. You're like, oh, no wind.
Oops. Hey, everybody. Hey. Look what accidentally happened.
Look at this. Check this out.
You know, when I was a nudist, I would actually just admit to it. I would just walk right out. And,
you didn't make up stories about wind?
No, yeah. I was like, yeah, hey, everybody, look at this horribleness. That'll teach you. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Word to your refrigerator.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Actual commercial.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about wardrobe malfunctions. You have one?
All right, so one time I was walking out of my locker room in high school, and this was early 2000s with those flippy skirts, right, that were really loose, kind of cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And as I come out of the locker room, the back of my skirt catches the wind and hooks onto the zipper of my backpack.
Oh, no!
I did not even realize it until I got all the way to my class, and I sit down, and I felt my butt with no shirt underneath.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How long was it that it was like
that? Yeah, what's that? With the lock. How long a walk was that?
Why didn't anyone tell you?
Well, they're not gonna
tell. Exactly. Why didn't anyone tell me? And it was, literally from one side of the campus all the way to the other corner classroom.
Dang. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was at least, and that was, everybody's going to class, so...
So now, when you got there, you realized why everybody was going and whatever.
Yeah, well, I realized why some people were following me from that class to my next class, even though we didn't have the same class next.
No, I just had to go to that wing that day. I really did.
I guess so.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about wardrobe malfunctions.
Wardrobe malfunction. Yep. We were in Vegas, Mariah Carey concert. Reached over the seat at the concert, back of my pants tore.
Oh, man.
Forget it. All right, we're going to look cute anyways. We're at the concert with our friends. Tore the rest of my pants up to make them look like that.
Well done. What was the show?
The Mariah Carey Christmas concert.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a bad part of the story.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say poison or something. I mean, perfect fit. Like, wow. I'm surprised you made it through that show at all.
Right. After seeing it, I was like, never again.
Right on.
That's fantastic.
And if so, you're going to wear much tougher clothes, tough skins next time so they don't tear.
Yes. So I just needed black jeans, went to a little Asian store, bought some cheap jeans, and now I know why.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Talking about wardrobe malfunctions.
I was a Jehovah's Witness
mm-hmm.
as a kid. And, as a Jehovah's Witness, you give speeches.
you know, and I was so nervous. You know, I didn't realize my fly was open.
Excellent.
I had a dark suit, and I had my tidy whiteys on.
It is super bright then, isn't it? It's like brighter than it ever is when that's the case.
Yes, not only that, they review it, you know, they review your part after, and I was like, I was trying to impress a girl, you know, that, oh my God, I was infatuated with her. And the guy, you know, that's supposed to give you the review after, he just, let's move on to the next part.
Really?
Oh man, everybody looked at me. I'm like, what's going on here?
Did she ask you on a date after that?
You know, for such a big boner, I thought you would. But nothing happened.
Damn it! Her loss.
Her loss. KLOS, hello.
It was my 16th birthday.
Yes.
Oh no.
I threw a huge party, invited all my friends from high school that I've known forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this big industrial-sized fan because it was August, and it was boiling in my house. My parents are old school, and they would not get an air conditioner for anything. So I walk right in front of it, and the whole thing was over my head. I couldn't even see as I was walking downstairs. So then I finally got downstairs, and I looked around, and everybody was, like, talking. Acting like nothing, so I was like, oh, thank God, you know?
Nobody saw.
I was like, oh my God. And then later, a bunch of friends slept over, so one of them was going to bed, and he said to me, hey, Danielle, nice black underwear.
Nice. Someone made note.
I like that he held on it until then.
Yeah. And I was mortified.
At least when you're 16, you're not embarrassed by stuff. Oh, wait, yes, you are.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy facing a judge in court on a charge of possession of marijuana pulled out a joint and lit it.
And he looks perfectly 1968, man.
He really does.
Really reminds me of all the people I remember, man, back then.
We talked about concerts you're upset you never saw. People called in with Tom Petty. A few called in with Tom Petty. Yeah. U2, Springsteen, and even Oasis.
And Foo Fighters, of course.
Correct.
Yeah.
And wardrobe malfunctions because Katy Perry ripped her pants on stage. And a guy called in to say that he gave a eulogy for his friend after he passed away. And his zipper was down the whole time.
But he did say his friend would have appreciated it.
Correct.
So that's kind of a good thing.
So that worked out well.
Yeah. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty. And also, I want to thank you for this beautiful day you arranged. The clouds, rainy-looking one. I love it.
Hopefully tomorrow we'll be back to sunny.
Damn it!
Sunny!
Dare you! All right. See you tomorrow. Bye!
Oh, speaking of money.
Money!
We have $4 to give you.
I think you're slightly off. Are you pocketing some of that?
Sure.
Moolah.
It's KLOS Cash Cow. You can win $2,000 today. $2,000. What you do is you text the word RAMS, R-A-M-S, RAMS to 68683. That's RAMS to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m.
Good luck.
Oh.
Look who's here. Where you been, Bessie? Enough grazing.
A little late, Bessie.
Moolah.
The KLOS Cash Cow has arrived. Text the word Chargers.
Chargers.
This hour's word is Chargers to 68683. That is Chargers to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10. Good luck. When were you a nudist again?
Oh, up until I hit my 30s.
I see. Hey, the KLOS Cash Cow has arrived.
And it's naked, too. That's weird.
Moolah.
This hour, the word to text is Heidi. H-E-I-D-I. Heidi to 68683. That is Heidi to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Woo!
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of money.
Hey, that's the KLOS Cash Cow.
Yeah, let's give away some money. Let's give away $49 million. That's not going to happen.
We don't have that, but we have $2,000.
Yeah, that's nice.
This hour's word to text is 2K. It's not even a word. The number 2 and the letter K.
2 and K. 2K.
2K for $2,000 that we're going to give away today to 68683. 2K, 68683 for your shot to win $2,000. Standard data messaging.
Standard data messaging applies.
Thank you.
And you have more shots to win on the hour after 20 minutes after. I guess I can't do it either.
Until 10 p.m. Good luck.
slogans for the Kevin and Sluggo show. Yeah, that's an idea. What do you got?
Because everybody else is in commercial.
Kevin and Sluggo, the odd couple. Now that Bean retired, this'll do.
Spock with a beard.
AC/DC's Angus Young. Yeah! Woo! Born on this day in rock in 1955, Chuck Berry released his massive hit Johnny B. Goode on this day in rock in 1958. The song is actually named after his piano player, Johnny Johnson, in the street that he grew up on, Goode Avenue. It was on this day in rock in 1967 at the Astoria Theater in London that Jimi Hendrix set his guitar on fire for the very first time, which sent him to the hospital with minor burns.